Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. As we head into the final day of the week, and I want to wish each and every one of you out there a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and wonderful things should happen in 2018 for you. And just don't forget, primarily, it should be family and health. Those rank at the top. Everything else can be dealt with. You know, I had a lot of things. I didn't have a lot of things to do, but I had one place to go. It usually takes me 40 minutes. It took me an hour and a half. Another place, it usually takes me 13 minutes. It took me an hour. And yesterday, I don't even want to say. It's unbelievable. I was just telling Laurie, even on my own street, which is not a main drive, it was traffic. So it'll probably be a little less burdensome today and for the holidays. So please, please, everyone out there, make this a great holiday. And it should be a great holiday for a lot of people, because I'm going to do what I consider a public service right now for those people who don't know. And there are a lot of people who don't know. Now, the 30th, let me see, I'm looking on a calendar. The last active day before New Year's is December 29th. That's next Friday. So that gives you all of next week. And if you want to pay your property tax, if you want to get a huge reduction, you can pay the next two quarters of your property tax. Now, I know that could be a lot of money. It depends. And if you live in a town where it isn't a lot of money and you don't have a lot of money to do it, it may not be worth it. But if you pay your property tax for the next 2 months in advance, you'll get a substantial discount. And you got homeowners who want to know whether they should pay next year's property now that the rules in local taxes deductions at $10,000 take effect by 2018. Taxpayers dropping off checks of all kinds, up to $30,000, $40,000. Those are the rich. Now, let me give a little advice for those. That's at over 60. I don't know whether it's 65 or 70 when you're mandated to take money out. If you are, this is just my advice. If you have a tax bill you'd rather not pay this time, you'll have to pay the tax bill, but you won't have to pay the next two. Tax bills aren't in right now. If you have that and you have no cash at hand, but let's just say you've got a lot of money in your retirement funds, your Fidelity, a Merrill Lynch, your IRA, your 401s. If you take that money out, when you're 70, you have to take out 10% every year, regardless. So therefore, you're paying a tax on it anyway. But if you don't take that out, I mean, if you take it out, because you don't have any money here. Let's just say you take out, you got a tax that's due of, for the next two quarters, let's say $6,000, $3,000 a quarter. I know that's high for a lot of you. I mean, I live in a town where it's absurd, but that, you know, it is what it is, and I don't get into those issues. I just pay the bill. My voice doesn't make a difference. And the people in the town that I'm in actually vote for higher taxes. So the question is, why am I living here? I don't know. I love it. So if you take out, if you're paying $6,000 and you take out, $10,000, and the extra amount that you take out, that is the percentage payback. So if you take out let me make it simple. If you take out $10,000, you're going to pay 20% on that. That's $2,000. And if you have a what is the equivalent to a tax rebate coming back of, what did I say, $10,000? Is that what I said, Laurie?
Yes.
All right. Thanks for listening. And you pay $2,000 on that, and your taxes. Ridiculous. Well, it's ridiculous. But let's just say they're $1,000, which is ridiculous for the year. It's going to cost you $1,000 because the penalty you pay on taking that money out will not be enough to offset the benefit you'll get back. So my suggestion is, if you don't understand this, call your local accountant. You may want to call into Barry's show. That's one thing I don't want to do is play financial expert on this show. I've been very, very careful not to do it, and I won't be doing it even when I have a lot of certainty. I mean, this is information that's given out in the public, but it depends on your situation. So really, really important, because half the population is paying more than $10,000 in property tax, more than $10,000. And the valuations, well, you've seen what's happened on that. There is no way to avoid not paying anything. But that's my advice to you, and look into it. Make the call today. Remember, you only have until Friday to do this. The deadline is not April 15th on this. Deadline is next Friday. And you can save yourself if you have, let's say, $7,000 in taxes. It's not a year. It's for the next two payments. I hope I didn't say a year. It's for the next two payments. If you have a $7,000 tax bill and you take out enough to cover that tax bill and you have to pay the interest charge, if you have that amount, you're roughly going to get back. You're going to be saving $1,400. So if it costs you $1,600 or $1,400 to take that money out, it's a wash. So don't do it. So that's my advice for the year, especially if you're over 70 and you have forced to take out, I think it's 10% of your money. I think that's the number. Do it after January 1st. All right, on to politics and away from economics. And the other news that came out, now it angers me. It angers me to the point where it's worth covering it in a segment here. And that's how is it, 128-9 voted against Jerusalem being the capital of Israel? It is disgraceful. And again, thank you, Donald Trump. Thank you for standing up. And when he appointed Nikki Haley to be our ambassador to the United Nations, my reaction was, well, you know, I don't really know. She's been great. Nikki Haley has been absolutely great from New Hampshire. Yeah, he's put her in the ambassadorship, and she's the best we've had in there since John Bolton. And you know who he had in there prior to this. Oh, my, the Obama administration choices, Samantha Power. Oh, God, anti-American. So congratulations to Trump. I tip my hat to Nikki Haley for having the courage to stand up on all these issues. And then Donald Trump came back and said, well, There were 35 abstentions, and I think some of the abstentions, like England and France and Germany, probably didn't want to rattle their relationships with us. But what these countries are going to do, it's just amazing the intense hatred for Israel. It's so hard to believe that we live in such a prejudiced and racist world. That it's and the racism has been increased exponentially in this country by Barack Obama's tenure as president. There's no doubt about it. But Trump has said, well, you know, we've been giving you a lot of money. We're doing a lot of things for you. And it's a warning out to the 128 countries. Let's see what you're going to get now. It's dumb. Is everybody afraid of reaction from the Palestinians and what they'll do? Is this country living in fear of Islam, because the roots of this are with Israel? The roots of this are with Iran, and then it goes to Hezbollah, and this is going to be a, I think it's going to be a big challenge this year in what people do, and they're going to say, well, we're not going to get the three, what is it, in Egypt's case, $3 billion worth of aid. We shouldn't be giving that out anyway, unless it's absolutely necessary, like to Israel, who would fight on our behalf and deserves to be protected. That's my point of view. You may want to agree with it. There's no debate on that. I won't change it. I feel very strongly about it. And it's time the rest of the world made a change, no matter how they feel. A sayonara, according to Trump. I'll tell you, every day, for the past couple of months, I want to qualify that, I've just been thrilled with Donald Trump. I love him more than ever. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, Your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, folks. I'm Dinesh D'Souza. I made the movie 2016, Obama's America, also the movie America, Imagine a World Without Her. My latest film is Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. I'm a big fan of Stu Taylor, love being on his show.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you.
All right, I hope it's a time of celebration for all of you. I was about, you know, when I opened the show, I said I must have driven 3 hours yesterday in traffic. It didn't bother me at all. And I had to be places, and I'm never late. I'm a fanatic, you know. I think back of so many stories about my father and how I love my mother and father so much. And when they passed away, it took me so long to get over it. I mean, I was like this every single day. It wasn't me for a long, long time. But I remember my father used to, he went on business appointments, and I would go on him early. He was, you know, he grew up in Maine, poor, and he came here. And if you read my book, How to Turn Trends into Fortunes Without Getting Left in the Dust, it was published 20 some odd years ago, but it's still apropos because they're all business principles. And I mean, he had a work ethic to begin with. He ended up walking by a store and somebody was buying the guy's business. It was here in Boston. My father came down as just a young guy from Maine to try to make it. He was taking odd jobs, doing anything, and he walked by a store and the storekeeper was made an offer. The buyer accepted an offer to buy his operation, his business, and they shook hands. And then he said, this is such a classic story, he said, you know, I think I'm paying you too much. Let's renegotiate. And the seller, my father was right outside the store moving furniture or doing something, and he said, that's it. You're out. No deal for you. When you make a deal and shake hands, that's a deal. The owner was so angry. He called in my father. He says, young fellow, come in here. And he said, you want a business? And my father said, I don't have any money to pay for it. And he said, I'll tell you what, I'll trust you. And he took the inventory in the stores. My father sold it all, came back and paid him much quicker. The guy was surprised. And that, you know, that launched a hardworking career for my father. But one of the funny things was always, if we go out on an appointment, I used to go and work. Well, I didn't. He was so much better than me. But he'd say, you know, he bought lots, job lots, and surplus of goods and anything. He turned to me and said, Stu, how much? You know, he taught me. He said, how much would you pay for this? And almost every single time after a few times out, he said, that's exactly what I was going to say, or, you know, close to it. And I learned so much from him. And he was always at every place early. So we'd go out for a business appointment and he would say, are looking for new products to buy. You know, he used to deal with McKesson and Robbins and S.S. Pierce. I mean, McKesson's still gone. S.S. Pierce wasn't. And when he and my mother would go to Florida, he sent me up to S.S. Pierce to make my own deals. And it was exciting. But he always had to be somewhere early. You know, we would sit in the car about an hour and a half or so. I said, Dad, you know, he says, I want to make sure I'm here. And when it came time to my brother's wedding, which I'll never forget, my father looked at the clock and said to my mother, Esther, they should have been there already. And she said, Bert, how do you know they're not? So I've kind of grown up with that. I don't like to be 1 minute late anywhere I go. I'm not going to be showing up 2 hours early, except at an airport. I'll definitely show up 2 hours early. Anyway, that's my little lesson. Didn't take much to get me off and running. Did you like that story, Laurie?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed that, Stu.
Do you want me to tell it to you again when I'm off the air?
I think once was great.
Once was enough, okay. You have to read my book, Laurie.
Of course.
I'm serious. I'll get you interested. You're going to have to read it or I'm not going to give you one.
I need some time to read it. You know, I'm very busy.
Okay. When you have time, you let me know.
I will.
Let me know in a couple of years, 3 years for you. Okay. Back to politics. I'm impressed with Nikki Haley. She backed up Trump. She's had, I never thought she would act in a conservative manner. And she is. She's acting in the best interest of this country. And you can see this is driven by not only intellect, but her heart. It's not something she's been forced to say. Washington's word still counts. And there's a threat that the United States are going to be taking names of those who voted against the UN General Assembly. And that means, summing up everything, liberals and the foreign policy establishment, that they hate this about Trump. That Trump subsequently embraced Haley's idea in a tweet and threatened to cut off aid to those who thumb their nose at the American benefactor to UN votes only make it worse. To those who remember President Obama, oh, I hate calling him Obama, Barry. That was a slip, I apologize. I never refer to him as President Obama. For those who remember Barry, his devotion to materialism and support for international institutions, Nikki Haley and Trump, that completely overstate the arrogance and contempt for world opinion on one hand. On the other hand, it supports it. They're much more, in a sense, straightforward and pragmatic and honest, while Barack Obama, everything he did was for a spin and it was for his own benefit. And the fact that he was looking for social justice. I'm not saying he was an ideologue. He wanted social justice. He wanted redistribution of wealth. He was embarrassed about the United States superiority. These aren't opinions. These are facts. He was embarrassed about American superiority and wanted to make us a country, a banana republic and a third world country. And if there's a God, and this isn't, you know, I believe in God, but I'm just saying for those who don't, if there's some higher power up there, thank you. Because of Hillary Clinton, who in many, many ways was worse than Barack Obama, but she wasn't an idea. See, Hillary wasn't an ideologue. Hillary put a finger up in the air most of the time to see which way the wind was blowing, but it was always blowing down, you know, towards hell. And what she would have done if she were given the chance to assume the presidency would have completely destroyed this country. And I said, and I'll say it again, in the interest of my own sanity, having to come out and do this every day, I really, 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 many days struggled through the Obama administration. I struggled mentally. If Hillary were president, I said to my wife, I think that's it. I think I'm going to be through with radio because I've done sports. I've done everything. I'm not going through 8 years with Hillary Clinton. I'm just not going to do it. And I've been spared. Oh, I'm pretty happy. Pretty happy. All right, we'll come back. More about Nikki Haley, maybe Obama the traitor. We'll see.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618.
That's 888-785-0618.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, U.S. Army retired, author of the book Guardian of the Republic, and I'm speaking with Stu Taylor, and you need to listen in to Stu because he's on the right track.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Okay, we're back, and we go from beautiful, seductive, romantic music, which I guess this makes me kind of old that we don't have. I don't think we have it anymore. I listen to Sirius Radio all the time, and I mostly listen to the 60s, and that's that. Okay, I get carried away every time I get these little intros. Yeah, I tell you, it really affects me. So back to a serious subject here, and let me say that I was going through this whole thing with Nikki Haley, and as I think about it, I think I made it pretty clear that what she's doing, without going through the details, is terrific, and I hope the United States, I hope Trump, and I think he will, he's keeping all his promises. You know, the one that's getting hard to do is the wall in exchange for amnesty. Now, he's offered a fair deal. He's offered a very fair deal. Those who are here right now and their parents aren't, he's agreed to let them take courses, to get their United States citizenship, to do all the things, to go through the protocol if they don't, and they can stay. But why have the extensions of these kids brought in with their families? That could be hundreds of thousands. And Chuckie Schumer, who is just as revolting as Harry Reid, is in an uproar that we won't bring. Why would we bring in unvetted people who have no skills, and it's nothing against them, who we can't vet them for what their background is? And here we got these DACA kids who are here, and there's a very good reason to support them, but their parents aren't, or their uncles. You can bring in, if you've got a large family by that, you can bring in 100 people if you have that. I don't, but I don't have anyone to have come over. But Chuck Schumer, really, I can't put him in the same category as Barack Obama. Obama was a real ideologue. Hillary was a power greedy, rotten is a power greedy, and just intolerable person. Ask most of the people who are on the left, except those diehard people like McAuliffe and George Stephanopoulos and others who will always be by her side. They've all become rich. So all Trump is saying, and it's very reasonable, let me build the wall, and I will have the DACA approved stamp of approval on those who are here. And that's, as I say, Seven, they won't do it. Who's in charge here? Who's in charge with the Senate and the House and the presidency? You know what I do? You know, they're going to shut down the government. Oh, right. Of course, just inconveniently left that out. It's like an inconvenient truth. Are they going to shut down the government? Shut the damn government down. You're not going to shut down the important departments, Social Security, and all the major things will still be accomplished. Yeah, it'll be a little bit of a hurt on some of the workers in Washington. For some reason, it doesn't upset me so much, even though I know some of them are good. It's just my opinion of government, which is corrupt. The Justice Department is corrupt. The FBI is corrupt at the top. Not all of them at the top. The ones who are leaking information and having these phony investigations going on. Let's have an investigation into Robert Mueller. Let's do that. Trump, say anything you want about him. Feel any way you want about him. Donald Trump is a patriotic American. He's a patriotic American, and I support him now more than ever in light of what he and his family have to go through. Now, this isn't a blanket exoneration of maybe the naivety of Donald Trump Jr., or for a different reason, naivety, and I just don't know about Jared Kushner. He's, you know, he's not someone I've attached myself to emotionally. I think it was a bad idea, and I think Trump realized this, to bring your family into the business. Your real estate business, it was great. You're not going to live forever. He knows it. You want your family's well taken care of anyway, but, you know, why not give them the business? What am I going to give my family, the radio business? I'm happy to say they don't need it, and I wouldn't encourage it. Pardon me, sip of water. Boy, in these cold days, you get dry. I never used to sip water when I was doing these shows. So what I want to read to you, and I said before the break, I want to read you a bunch of definitions as taken from the Wikipedia and some of the dictionaries. I want to tell you what treason is, and then you, because I keep saying, you know, Obama and Hillary should be tried for treason. Hillary for so many things, but including the uranium one, fits the definition. Barack Obama, it fits the definition, and I'll tell you why right after I give you these definitions. Definition of treason. Now, I'm reading this now from Webster. The offense of attempting by overt acts to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance or to kill or personally injure the sovereign or the sovereign's family. The betrayal of a trust, treachery. My God, does Hillary fit that? Next, whoever owing allegiances to the United States levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death or shall be imprisoned not less than 5 years and fined under this file not less than $10,000. One more. I mean, there are a whole bunch. The offense of acting to overthrow one's government or to harm or kill its sovereign state. And one more, Wikipedia. Treason against the United States shall consist in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. Oh, Barack Obama. I mean, is that a definition of treason? No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or on confession in open court. Now, I can continue to read these, but I read several of them because I wanted to make sure it was worded properly. And now I turn to our leader, our chief, Barack Obama. A definite media silence. You don't hear any on Obama for the Hezbollah scandal. Hezbollah, as I pronounce it, and that's the way they pronounce it, by the way, a scandal. And the scandal is that the Obama Politico came out with this. And by the way, you're starting to see the Washington Post, Politico, even the New York Times on occasion, because there is no escape coming out in the criticism of the far left in this country. And they are the far left. But Politico is definitely far left, and they published what can be described as a shocking, meticulously sourced investigative piece this week dealing how the Obama administration had, you ready for this, secretly undermined U.S. law enforcement agency efforts to shut down an international drug trafficking ring run by the terror group Hezbollah. Yeah, you know why? The effort was part of a bigger push by the administration to make Iran comfortable, to placate them, and ensuring the signing of the nuclear deal. Now, I'm not going to go through repeating. You can go to Google. In my estimation, Hillary sending out responsible for selling out 20% of interest rights to Uranium One, and she and Bill getting a huge kickback. Hillary said, well, she really didn't have any hand in that decision. There are two people, our past president and, God help us, the one who almost became our next president. They are guilty of treason. And I think they should both be behind bars the rest of their lives. If you're listening to me from the gym, Ron, that's the way I feel. You think he was the greatest president ever. Here we go. Let's take a break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
877-657-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan, chairman of the Reagan Group and the Reagan Legacy Foundation. You know, when I'm in Boston or when I want to be on radio, I'm with Stu Taylor. You should be with Stu also. Have a great day.
All right, talking about the obstruction and Laurie made by the way made a very good comment, a very interesting I don't know, a suggestion or a comment, and said I'll just rephrase it, that maybe I'm talking about Obama and Hillary too much. Let's focus on what's going on. And my response was, I wouldn't be if they weren't in the news every single day. But I believe that the head of the snake is Clinton, and it's a two-headed snake in Hillary. And I think all these investigations going on will support what I'm saying. The question is, will justice be dealt out? And you're looking at everything going on right now, and without me summarizing, I don't have to summarize it. You're an educated audience, so you would be listening to me. Is that right? You're an educated audience, and I think you know what's going on, and I think eventually that this is going to come back and bite the two-headed snake, Hillary and Barack Obama. And by the way, Hillary was a bigger supporter of Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, than Obama. Now, that tells you something. And Saul Alinsky, I've been trying to get I can't get a copy of the book. Saul Alinsky, who was brilliant and evil, he dedicated the book to Luther, or the devil. Do I need to say more? And Hillary was a more pronounced follower than Barack Obama. So now you've got this obstruction here. Obama protected Hezbollah, the drug ring, to save Iran nukes deal. Here's the bottom line. It was another dirty deal, and it's coming out. Trump, it's debatable and surprising, other than some verbal threats, but he eventually gets to it, how he called this the worst deal in the history of America, and he hasn't quite been able to do anything about it. But Obama, the Obama administration, pleaded to the New York Times last year that they created what they called an echo chamber, relying on the ignorance of certain people in order to fulfill their objective. When the Obama administration claimed it was releasing 14 Iranian civilians on humanitarian grounds, it wasn't the truth. It was releasing spies and weapons leaders. Or when, how about Bo Bergdahl, the worst trade in history? How about that? I don't know. I don't know if it falls into treason. In an indirect way, it does. Because Obama knew before all this occurred in that celebration on the White House with Bergdahl's disgusting father. And now he gets off. And by the way, this makes people like everyday people who work so hard, like Laurie, get sick when you hear, Laurie, do you know that Bergdahl received $300,000 in back payment?
I did not know that.
How does that make you feel?
Great.
A traitor. He should have been executed. He's getting $300,000 in back pay. So this is the administration we were living under. And there are many, many, many other stories. I don't have time to get into them because time is not on our side right here. But there are journalists and editors and pundits and all kinds of people. They coddle Democrats. It may be on purpose or unconsciously, or it may be my suspicion, great science fiction book, that they're aliens from another world, or they're just flat out evil and stupid, all of them. And it's like a disease. It's a virus. And it's destroying their credibility because, see, a lot of people could have made the case for this happening for a long time. There's no case to be made. Somebody said to me just a day before yesterday, you know, let's debate this. And I said, I'm not afraid to debate you. There isn't anything to debate. Why am I going to sit here and debate? What's the purpose of my debate? I had one with a young guy just going through an x-ray in a hospital about a year or so ago. And he was a leftist. And, you know, while I was going through an x-ray and politics came up, and I explained to him, and this has happened, it's happened many times. I love these polite, clean-cut young people or older people who just aren't out like doctors, you know. Some of them work 18 hours a day, 6 days a week or something. I can't expect them to be up on it. And I don't shove their face into it at all. I, ladies and gentlemen, I have a big heart. I continue my relationship. I understand why. But I think most people out there who aren't subject to these, I say, they're not deplorable conditions. There are conditions that tell me that these people are great patriots, great Americans, to do what they do to help other people. There are so many of them, and I'm so appreciative. So Politico, I told you, published that story detailing how the Obama administration had secretly undermined U.S. law enforcement agency efforts to shut down international drug trafficking. So you know what you're going to do? On this and every other issue, you're going to continue to threaten the decent people of this country as retribution. It's all about retribution, isn't it? Obama protected Hezbollah to save the Iran nukes deal. We all have questions. No one's perfect. Maybe Trump's planning to do it. He gets to these things. Let's disband this agreement. And, you know, you got Russia, you got Iran, you know, you've got Syria. We have a number. We got North Korea. So many people on our tails and to be concerned with that it's really very hard to do that. And he can't do everything at once, but let's get to Obamacare. Let's get to the wall. Let's settle the immigration thing, which I think will be settled right now. We're going to remove, we've already removed the Obamacare mandate. And I know Trump will keep going. He's not intimidated like the rest of them. John Roberts, Supreme Court Justice, and others intimidated. And I don't, Jeff Sessions, that's what I was trying to think of, and I don't get it. But enough of the mixture of good and bad news, all good news. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday, all of you. I love you. I thank you for listening. And that goes for you too, Lori.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, we'll see you next week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.